This is an MUT Radio podcast.
We're joined by Dr. Ngobese, as I mentioned earlier on. Since the start of the show, Doc, I've been mentioning Uti Guza Dr. Ngobese in studio. So very interesting that we have you and host you on EMUT Radio this morning. Good morning, Doc. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning and good morning to our listeners. I'm happy to be here.
Really appreciate your time, Doc Nukubanati Namplanje on MUT Radio. We are about to speak about some people would say it's uncomfortable. It's not supposed to be uncomfortable about prep no pep, but probably Doc, if you can just tell us about into sokhuluma ngayo namhlanje and maybe backtrack a little to isn't this about exposed to when we come to a university.
Okay. Like I said, I just want to share some information that a lot of students are unaware of, and some of them don't understand that much as you have a sexual life, there are risks. And the three results of unprotected sex that you must always remember are HIV infection, it's sexually transmissible infections, and unplanned pregnancies. All these, if they happen to you while you are a student, they could change your life forever. Mm. So you mustn't take sexual activity lightly, because it has serious life-changing consequences in some instances. So this talk about PrEP and PEP is to offer you information on prevention on HIV. So while most of you are interested in PrEP and PEP because of the hype in social media, most students often lack an awareness on how to access them, or the specific differences between pre-exposure prophylaxis and post-exposure prophylaxis. Mm. I will explain the differences between the two, but it's important to know that once we talk about PrEP, which is pre-exposure prophylaxis, and PEP, which is post-exposure prophylaxis, what most people don't understand is that these are ARVs.
So already when you're taking PrEP or PEP, you are taking ARVs.
You are taking ARVs with an intention to prevent HIV infection. Mm. Now, it's also important that we're in a very... a country that protects a lot of rights, so that even if you become HIV positive, you don't become discriminated against in terms of job opportunities, access to any government service. But what we do need to understand is that much as we are South Africans, there are instances where an HIV positive result will impede your entry into the job market. Mm. What am I talking about? There are a lot of students who, when they leave Mangosuthu, end up wanting to work in China, they want to work in Saudi, they want to work in Dubai and countries like those. Mm. Now, the important thing is, even if you become an air hostess,
yes,
you might not be discriminated against while you are in South Africa, but if you want to travel internationally and you must obtain a visa, now that is where the problem comes, because there are countries like China, like Emirates, like Saudi, like, you know, which will not give you a visa for entry if you are HIV positive. So that automatically excludes you from some jobs that you would want to pursue. Because remember, these days, we are all global citizens. You don't want to limit your understanding of where you want to be with your job only to South Africa. So yes, we are a protective country. We have so many rights, but you can't impose those rights on other countries, and they still have them. Mm. And the other thing that people don't necessarily understand is that for you to get PrEP and PEP, it is available free of charge in most public health facilities, and we're probably the first on the continent to implement these services. Mm. As most of you are aware, our healthcare system, much as we are not happy about it, it's one of the best in our continent. So students just need to know where to access them, how to access them. But this talk is designed to make people understand that much as we have all these other measures like PrEP, PEP, the one consistent method of preventing all HIV, STIs, and unplanned pregnancies is condoms. And condoms are freely available on campus, and the campus clinics make sure that we work with peer educators to avail these to students either in their residences or where they live.
Yes.
The other methods of prevention we do not have available in the clinic, but we refer students out to facilities when they need them. So I think I'll stop there for now, and then I'll wait for you to ask any questions.
Yes, Doc. And I like in there that you start, because mind you, you're not speaking about PrEP per se, but you start at la background. PrEP. Actually, these are some of the, you know, challenges that you might go through as a student mm-hmm. if you are involving yourself in certain activities.
Mm-hmm.
But let's now go to PrEP, no PEP. What do you mean by pre-exposure? What's the word?
Prophylaxis.
Prophylaxis, yeah.
It sounds like a very nice word,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, prophylaxis. And post-exposure prophylaxis, yes.
Okay. PrEP means, pre-exposure means you take prevention measures before you are exposed to HIV. Post-exposure prophylaxis means once you suspect that you might be exposed to HIV, either through unprotected sex or whether you've been sexually assaulted, it is prudent to implement post-exposure prophylaxis so that you reduce your chances of getting HIV. So that is after exposure. Before, pre. After post. Post. Yes.
Very interesting. Why are these two important for young people?
Mm-hmm.
In particular, students, our main audience are students.
Students.
Why are these two important for young people to know and learn about?
It's important for a person who engages in sexual activity or is contemplating to understand that HIV is still very much our biggest risk in terms of STIs. Mind you, HIV is also an STI. It's just that it tends to have more severe consequences than other STIs.
Mm.
So it's important to protect yourself, because if you protect yourself, you are protecting your future, and you are making an informed decision on how you will make sure that you enjoy your life at Mangosuthu and make sure that you become a healthy adult and live to a healthy old age.
Mm.
Because life is not only about youth. You need to invest in your education, invest in your future, protect yourself, and protect whatever investment you've made in your health and your life.
Wow. Interesting, Doc. And how often do you take PrEP, and how often must you take post-exposure? And maybe you can, if you can just give us the periods.
The period, okay. It's very important. That's a very good question. If you were to take PrEP, which is pre-exposure prophylaxis, it means you actually take your tablets every day.
That's PrEP.
Yes, it means you're taking your ARVs every day before you have HIV infection, because you understand you are at high risk of infection.
Mm.
There are questions that get asked in terms of whether you are at high risk or not, but obviously, if you are not protecting yourself in any manner and you are engaging in sex, particularly with multiple partners and all that, you know, there's a way that the question structured to you for you to assess your risk. So if you could take a pill or injection that made you 99% invincible against major virus, I think most people would do it.
Yeah.
The only thing is they must weigh the risks of actually taking the drugs, because there's no drug without side effects.
Effect.
Yes.
Sure.
Now, if you were to take this for life, you also need to factor this in. Am I prepared to take this pre-exposure prophylaxis for my life? There's another question that the health professionals will help you walk through. Now, post-exposure prophylaxis, typically in cases where people have been raped and, you know, they've had unplanned intercourse, is of a shorter duration. You actually take those ARVs for a month, meaning you get tested after the incident for your HIV status, and then there are some basic screening tests that are done. Then we put you on ARVs for a month, and then you get monitored again. Like I said, both these services are available in local clinics, so a young person needs to know where the local clinics are so that they can access this. You can also access it through the private sector if you have the money. That typically costs you about between 500 and 800 rands for post-exposure prophylaxis.
Wow. And now, does UPREP in particular protect you against other STIs besides HIV and AIDS, or is it only HIV? And can you still use condoms if you are on PrEP?
Yes, it's best that you use condoms even if you are on PrEP, because remember, we said there's a 99% chance of prevention of HIV with these measures. However, when you are the 1% that gets it, you don't get a 1% infection, you get a 100% infection. So you don't want to take the risk.
Don't risk.
Don't risk it. And also with, I'm going to go back, slide back a bit to post-exposure prophylaxis.
Yes.
That if you have been exposed to unprotected sex and you are worried, if you are a woman, you must worry about all three things: HIV, STI, pregnancy. If you are a guy, you must worry about HIV and STIs. So unprotected sex means you must take measures to prevent all these things. Like for women, it's a morning after pill. For guys, it means being screened for STIs and then taking PrEP. So it's not just a once-off thing that you only worry about HIV and other things. And all these things must be taken within 72 hours after exposure, maximum.
Maximum 72 hours?
Yes, 3 days.
That's 3 days.
Yes.
Yeah. 0681608832. In case you have just joined us, we are joined by Dr. Ngobese, who's actually educating us about, you know, UPrep, no PEP. So in case you have any questions, you can send those questions through our WhatsApp number. Now, Doc, UPrep, no PEP, where can I get access to? In case now I've just experienced rape, or njengoba dusho, exposed to sexual intercourse, mhlambe ebingaplanwanga, unplanned, where can I get it as a student as a MUT?
Yeah, we work a lot with the local clinic, Polyclinic HD.
Yes.
And also Prince Mshiyeni Hospital. But if you are still not sure where to go, because a lot of students are not from around, the clinic will always direct you where you can go.
So you can
you come to the clinic and we'll direct you where to go.
Definitely. Yeah. Is it free?
Yeah, it's free.
Yes. Is it? It's free for students?
It's free for students, and it's free for South African citizens as long as you've got an ID.
Yes. Doc, you are going there. No, maybe let you finish maybe some of the information that I might have left out on your PrEP.
Okay. The only thing that we probably haven't touched on is that when you take PrEP and PEP, it's very important that you must understand that if we instruct you to take the treatment daily, take it daily. Meaning you literally time your phone and take your tablets on a 24-hour basis. It's not something you play around to say, today I'll take it in the morning, the following day I'll take it at night, because that affects the level of drug in your system, and that fluctuating drug level can open a window for infection to actually set in. And the other one I wanted to touch on is that when I talked about unwanted pregnancy, much as with post-exposure prophylaxis, we say you must do it within a three-day window, with unwanted pregnancy, you've got a 24-hour window. So my take-home message is, let's make sure that if you need these measures, get them within 24 hours, and you'll get advised in terms of what to do.
Yeah. No, mm-hmm. definitely. Really yeah. appreciate Eskatsako, mm-hmm. Doc. And just for sharing with us, that information is very, very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Very helpful indeed. Anything yeah. you might want to add?
No, the last takeaway message yes. is us sharing these messages with students is basically to empower them with knowledge so that they can decide for themselves what they need to do. And they don't have to decide today, but they should know where the emergency exit is. It's like being in a building. If you are in a building and you don't know where the fire exit is, you are at risk. Because when the fire hits you, you don't have time to think about where the door is.
Mm.
And that emergency exit for us on campus is the clinic. So you need to know where the clinic is long before you need it.
Yeah, definitely.
And you also need to know who your peer educators are so that when you need them, they are there to give you information because they have all this information. And the last message is, I know all of us have got phones, very expensive phones, spend a lot of time on social media.
Yes.
But we must learn as students that to get credible information, you must get it from credible sources.
Mm.
Don't rely on your friends, your aunts, and your cousins to tell you about PrEP, PEP, condoms, HIV. Use the resources that are available to you. Like here, we're lucky we've got the clinic.
Yes.
Talk to your peer educators and get information that is worth its weight in gold.
Definitely, Doc. Yeah. Really appreciate and I love the
This is an MUT Radio podcast.